Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today I have a special guest with me, and we're going to be talking about how are we seen? And our title for today is See the Baby. But before we get to all of that, I want to introduce you to my special guest. And what is your name, special guest?
Avery.
And what grade are you in, Avery?
Fourth.
Fourth. Fourth is a pretty fun grade. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorites. What is your favorite thing so far about fourth grade?
I like doing multiplication.
Ooh. Do you like division?
No.
Yeah, you're my girl. I always enjoyed multiplication, and I've never enjoyed division. I like to add things to my life, not take them away. So
yeah.
It's a good thing, yeah. All right, so remind us, what is our theme for today?
Scene.
Mm-hmm. And what is kind of like the title for our day today?
See the Baby.
And I just have a couple questions for you before we jump into our theme. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas?
Jesus's birthday and presents.
Ooh, so this is like a dual thing. Jesus's birthday and also presents for yourself.
Yeah.
Giving presents, kind of the whole present scene.
Yeah.
Secretly, is there one present that you're looking forward to that you're hoping you get the most? Or one kind of present that you're like, I don't know, every time I get this kind.
It's kind of weird.
Okay.
But not really. It's like these things, they're in like a pot. And they're called magic pixies.
Mm.
And you have like a certain wand that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and then you have to like do like certain ingredients
mm-hmm.
and like with water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really messy.
Ooh.
Tried it with my friend. It didn't work out. But hopefully this time when it does work, hopefully this time it will work out.
I would hope so, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of excitement, right? To be able to be like, that's not working out. All right, so let's talk a little bit about adventure. What is one of your favorite adventures you've been on?
Big Bear, California.
Ooh, and what did you like about that adventure?
Hiking up mountains and seeing, like, the beautiful view.
Mm. Isn't it so rewarding when you put some effort into something and then you get to see view? I'm like a sucker for views. I'll pretty much do any hard hike in order to get to a good view.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, oh, my goodness, Lord, look at what you created. I love getting to see that.
Yeah, me too.
What is your least favorite adventure you've ever been on?
Mosquito bites and sweating.
We're like twins. Yes, I don't like mosquito bites either. Now, are you someone who, when you get mosquito bites, they like last for days and days and days, or do they go away pretty quickly?
They go away pretty quickly, but mm-hmm. if I itch them a lot, then they don't really go away.
Yep, legit.
Yeah.
Yep. It's kind of like a lesson in there for us. Like if we keep bothering it, something that's bothering us, instead of letting it heal, it just tries to take more of our life away, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. All right. So tell me a little bit, where are we going today? What is our subject? What are we talking about? Bring me into the day.
The shepherds rushed to find the Savior baby exactly as the angel had told them.
Okay. So sounds like they're excited.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're like rushing. They're like, oh, let's go get him. Let's go see the baby. Right? And
yes.
Then the baby ends up being seen. And so we have these shepherds. They're excited. They're rushing to go see the baby. And I love how quickly they obey, like how quickly they take this information and they're like ready to go and execute on it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So quick question. Can you describe exactly where you are sitting now so that someone else would be able to find you?
Well, I'm sitting in a chair right now.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who would find me would be Jesus and God, because
mm-hmm.
they're looking for me.
Mm.
Also, my parents know where we are and my siblings.
Legit.
And you're here as well.
That's true. And what do you think about the headphones you're getting to wear?
They're kind of cozy.
Right? Aren't they? It's like little cozy ears. It's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're sitting here. We're recording in the vision room, actually, here at Village Church. And you would be able to describe your location. So do you think there's a star above us right now as we're recording this that, like, the angels put there so that everyone else can come and find where you're at right now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that'd be pretty exciting. I think so, too. But can you imagine, right, the shepherds, that's what they're going to go look for. They're looking for that star so they can go see the baby. And so that's what the shepherds are doing. As soon as the angels leave, they're like, we got to go. All right, so tell me a little bit about where are we in the Bible? What is today's story?
The full army of angels has filled the hills with worship.
And so what's next for the shepherds? Now that they've filled the hills with worship, they're like beautiful, I bet, right? Like they're just stunning. What do you think the shepherds' hearts felt at that moment?
Well, probably like loved by God. Mm-hmm. And like when Jesus comes, he's going to love them too.
That's exactly right. I totally think that the presence of those angels, they like felt and experienced something that was probably so full in their hearts that they're like, oh my word, we are so loved. We are so seen. They were like chosen and picked out, right? To be the people who would get this message.
Yeah.
Do you think it'd make it easier for you to trust in Jesus if angels appeared to you and told you about Jesus?
Yeah.
For you, what are some things that are hard? Is it ever hard for you to believe in Jesus or trust in his ways?
Not that much. Some stuff I don't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
Some I do, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know that God sent his only son, which is Jesus,
mm-hmm.
to sacrifice him for our sins,
mm-hmm.
and that he gave us life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who's in control of the world?
God.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that sometimes are tricky for you? Sometimes you're like, I just do not get how that part works.
Like some words like that I don't understand.
Yep. Like maybe they have like big ideas behind them and they're big words and you're like, ooh, that one is kind of beyond my brain so
yes.
far. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that happens to all of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we learn how to read so we can study and we can be able to be like, okay, God, help me understand what we're talking about, even when it's something that looks really like a big, intimidating idea at first. But you're right. I think if angels appeared to you and they were like, Avery, let me tell you about this big word, you'd be like, oh, okay. It would just kind of make everything make a little bit more sense. And I bet as the shepherds were sitting there, I bet they were thinking the same thing too. They were thinking, oh, okay. The angels appearing to them made them accept the message pretty quickly. So tell me a little bit about what is today's scripture? Where are we finding this story? Can you read the passage for us? Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We will see this thing the Lord told us about. So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds saw the baby lying in a feeding box.
Thank you. And so in this passage, what did the shepherds find?
Well, they found Jesus lying in the mm-hmm. feeding box. They probably were confused.
I was just going to say, how would it feel when you walked? You're like, oh, I think this is where he's at. And you walk in and you're probably like expecting something kind of like fancy.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Did someone know that you actually put him in the box that's used to feed the animals?
Yeah. And they probably were disgusted.
Yeah. Yeah, if you walked in and found a baby and a bunch of, like, pig food, you'd probably be like,
ooh, like, that's really gross.
Yeah, right? That's absolutely true. Somehow, in the middle of them walking in and seeing him in the middle of the feeding box, though, what do you think they thought?
They probably thought, like, I thought that it would be more like in a castle or something fancy, like a fancy bed, that it was dressed fancy. But they probably realized that, no, it wasn't like that. It was something very different, where Jesus didn't really care of what people would say.
Mm-hmm.
He would still love them with all his heart.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I actually just love about Jesus is that even as he grows up and he begins teaching us, and he has this whole section called the Sermon on the Mount, where he tells them that his kingdom, the way he's doing his kingdom, is very different than what they expected his kingdom would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how, like, actually it's the happy people, the people that are going to be blessed, the people that are going to be happy, are the people who actually are going to, like, care and love for other people. And he gives us all of these examples, and he's from the very beginning of being born in that barn. He's building a different kind of kingdom that is just confusing to some people sometimes, and even confusing to us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as Luke is writing this passage, we see that he has spoken to the eyewitnesses. And so he is certain of these things kind of as he's recording them for us and telling us a story.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Christmas did happen. And Luke might have met one or two of these shepherds. What do you think the shepherds would have told Luke that this is how he kind of like records a story? Can you imagine that conversation? What do you think they told him?
They were shocked at what they saw, like the angels came down like out of nowhere, because it just like they're just like hello
right
out of the sky, and they probably got like really frightened,
which is why I love that the angels were like, hey, fear not. And I'm still not sure if someone was bright and shining in the sky, if them telling me fear not would actually make me not fear or make me fear more. I don't know. I'm totally on the edge of that one. What do you think you would do?
Probably like take a deep breath and like just calm down.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would hope I would do too. I hope their words would feel so warm that I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm not going to fear anymore.
Yeah.
But from an outsider's perspective, looking back at the story, I'm like, oh, I don't know. That's still very strange.
Yeah.
And so I think you're right. I think it'd be so fascinating to listen, to like watch the shepherd's face as they like remembered telling that story, but their eyes would get really wide and they'd be like, oh, Luke, let me tell you, it was so crazy, right?
Yes.
And I love that they just acted on going to see the baby at this point. Any other thoughts, Miss Avery, that you have for us as we wrap up our study today on the shepherds and their initiative to go see the baby? Any other thoughts?
Well, the shepherds probably thought, like, if it was a king, they probably thought it was, like, an actual king.
Right.
Not a baby.
Mm-hmm. Like a grown man, you're saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they would be like, I thought this was a grown man that was going to be crowned king.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized that it was a baby, but they still probably thought that it was probably going to be laying in like a fancy bed, and they weren't right.
Right.
Because even though Jesus wasn't wrapped in anything like precious or like good, he still didn't care.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when they saw him, they actually were so, their hearts were so full of the truth that they knew that right away. Right. It's like all of these preconceptions about who Jesus was and what he should do and what he should be like, they all just fell away. Because when they saw the baby, they were like, this is the Son of God. And they worshiped him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Miss Avery, I was wondering, can you close us in prayer today as we just wrap up our time together?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this day and that we had like a brilliant thought about you right now, talking about you and when you were born. And I hope on Christmas you have, well, a great birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that you show everybody that doesn't have a home or nothing, and show them love and care for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, can you close by just wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everybody.